And what's really exciting about the news today is that it's really proving our overall geologic thesis correct. And it's fantastic to get some nice numbers. So we had a 32.87 grams per ton over 4.25 meters, and that included a half a gram at 252 grams per ton. So we certainly saw some nice VG in that one, and we're pretty excited about the results coming back to us. But that wasn't the only result. We also had 13.08 grams over almost 4 meters at 3.8 meters, including 41.45 grams per ton over 1.15 meters. And all of these are on different parts of Gold Rock, so different structures, different intersections that we've been hitting. What also makes this unique is that Dryden is located, right in the city of Dryden. We have 80,000 hectares, which is a humongous land package. It's bigger than all the five boroughs of New York City, so like it is a lot of ground. And we have multiple targets on this. We've been, kind of laser focused on this Gold Rock target area because it has such high grade. Great potential. We've been able to kind of unlock the story here, how to target it, and we've been able to grow it. But we also have other exploration targets that are at kind of earlier stage. So on the east side of our property, we've got a target called Hinman, which we've just put out back around PDAC. Some really exciting results based on the soil program that we did. Tons of anomalies there, so really showing something exciting, and we'll have our drill results for that out soon. All of these results are really shallow. We're ranging between about 60 meters below surface for the results from today to less than 200. And most of our drilling has been shallow on the project. With the confidence we've built up on the orientation of these zones, we're starting to plan deeper holes, but the lovely part here is like all of this is, close to surface, so that speaks to potential for open pit mining. We also aren't under lakes. We're working on a nice big peninsula at Gold Rock. So, there's a lot of opportunity for how this can be mined. We talked about a few of the structures today, but there are a lot of parallel stack structures, so that also indicates, more potential zones in that same footprint.
Maura Kalb, Dryden Gold. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good. Doing well today.
Yeah, it's really good to see you, and looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta. To all my Atlanta viewers and listeners, Dryden Gold, Maura is going to be down here, so make sure to schedule a meeting with her and check her out. I just for full disclosure, I am an investor, and I have averaged in. And also that Dryden Gold is a sponsor of naturalresourcestocks.net, full disclosure. Maura, you've had some great news just hit. Let's talk about it. It was at Gold Rock, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's at Gold Rock. So we have been working on growing this Gold Rock target area for the past couple of years. And what's really exciting about the news today is that it's really proving our overall geologic thesis correct. And it's fantastic to get some nice numbers. So we had a 32.87 grams per ton over 4.25 meters. And that included a half a gram at 252 grams per ton. So we certainly saw some nice VG in that one, and we're pretty excited about the results coming back to us. But that wasn't the only result. We also had 13.08 grams over almost 4 meters at 3.8 meters, including 41.45 grams per ton over 1.15 meters. And all of these are on different parts of Gold Rock, so different structures, different intersections that we've been hitting. And then last, our other highlight, we had 6.51 grams per ton over 4 meters, including 16.1 over a meter and a half. So some really nice mineralization, some decent widths, because this is all on what we call the Big Master, which is a vein-hosted style of mineralization. So that can sometimes be narrow and a little bit frustrating for us to explore for, but we've really started to fine-tune how we target this based on our structures at the Gold Rock area.
Okay, so if you could break that down just a little more simple for me. I understand what you're saying, but how is that what you said? The grade. I want to know the grade. And again, I hear you, but I just for people that don't know.
Yeah. So the grade, we're really targeting high grade here. I mean,
Right.
200 and 52 grams per ton, over half a meter is some beautiful stuff. You're actually going to see nuggets of gold in that, which is, I think why I'm in this. I just love the visible gold. You can't get tired of that. What we really discovered here is that we have an orientation of the major fault, and if you invest in gold, you'll have heard this from other people. If you think about the Timmins camp, all of their gold is associated with a big fault called the Porcupine Duster Fault. Here in Dryden, we're looking at the Manitou Dinorwic Deformation Zone as the big fluid source, bringing up all the gold for us to go find. So these zones are parallel to that. And what we've realized is that there are other intersection structures, and the highest grades are pooling at those. So we've really been able to hone in on those, target those intersections. And then with the results today at three different intersections, we've had some very high grade results.
Right. So, Rob McEwen, correct me if I'm wrong, he made the statement that grade is king. And I look at grade as being the margin in the in this business. Talk to me a little bit about the importance of grade and the margin, and then talk to me really, you talk to me about the importance of where you guys are at, but talk to me about the size as well that you're developing.
Absolutely. So that's a great segue. So grade definitely is king, because the higher grade you have, the less material you need to move. And really, it just makes it easier. It makes the operations more economic, as long as you have the good geologic foundations. And that's what our team has really been focused on. So we have a great setting for that. What also makes this unique is that Dryden is located, right in the city of Dryden. We have 80,000 hectares, which is a humongous land package. It's bigger than all the five boroughs of New York City. So like it is a lot of ground. And we have multiple targets on this. We've been, kind of laser focused on this gold rock target area because it has such high grade, great potential. We've been able to kind of unlock the story here, how to target it, and we've been able to grow it. But we also have other exploration targets that are at kind of earlier stage. So on the east side of our property, we've got a target called Hinman, which we've just put out back around PDAC. Some really exciting results based on the soil program that we did. Tons of anomalies there, so really showing something exciting. And we'll have our drill results for that out soon. And then at the south end of our property, we have another target, Sheridan, that has some really narrow high grade, but then we're seeing very broad low grade mineralization. So that's getting us rethinking what the kind of source or the deposit model is down there, so that we can target that even better. So it's not just a one trick pony. And even at Gold Rock, these very high grades, we're working on how to predict this. Not just in, this one area that we've been exploring, but we see a string of pearls where there can be multiple future mines or future deposits along this trend. So it really creates a pretty big opportunity here in Dryden.
Yeah. So I would love to have you on when the Hinman results come out. I'd love to have you on and we can talk about that. But I was two things that really struck me and why I invested in Dryden was really where you guys are at, the size that you have, and then also the grade. And I'm just following you and following this story, focusing on the high grade. But then you said you have, I want to make sure I use the correct terms and please correct me if I don't. Lower grade, but lots of it, correct?
Exactly. That's what the other targets that we're looking at. The Sheridan target, we've seen some very broad mineralization, 135 meters of, 0.1, 0.2. That's not quite economic grades, but it really speaks to some kind of broad lower grade system. So we're doing more investigation, because of the cheap work where the geos think they pull all the data sets together and say, okay, where is the mother lode here lurking, and how do we find it? So we're doing research on kind of research thinking on that, planning our field programs. You're in Atlanta, so you're probably enjoying spring. We still have full on winter here today. So as soon as the snow melts, and we'll be out there in the field, boots on the ground. Just a really snowy winter. The normally we would be almost in spring too, but not this year. So we're just waiting for that heat spell to melt everything. And then at Hinman, we've had some really incredible surface sample results, and that was a discovery that our team made. So it's great to see something go from the first rock in the bag to, our initial drill program, and I think it really spells out a big pipeline of targets here. And in this situation we're in globally here, and there's a crazy amount of situation to talk about, so we won't go there, but we see that the major and mid-tier companies are, you know, making lots of money right now. They have not invested for the past 20 years very much in exploration. So they're all looking for, you know, new targets to bring in the pipeline. So that's where juniors like Dryden Gold come in. We have a large land package. We have an incredible infrastructure. I can drive to all of my exploration targets with a car or a truck. Like it's this is not remote at all. We're located where there's a city, so there's workers. So it's very unique to have an area that's so underexplored with such great infrastructure. And then it's got a whole pipeline of targets, not just Gold Rock, which is more advanced, but we've got early stage targets as well. So it really starts to speak to a district play. And if you've looked at our cap structure, you'll see we have two majors highly invested. So we've got Alamos Gold, and I believe they're at 12%. Let me just look it up so I don't misspeak. 10.5%, and Centerra with a 9.8, but almost 9.9% ownership. So two strategic investors. We definitely have some other majors in the camp. Kinross is in this district, and Agnico Eagle is just to the south of us. So it's an active area with some majors in the neighborhood.
So I had a bunch of questions I was writing down, and you already answered them, but I'm going to ask them anyways, if you could just readdress them. So go back a little bit. You talked about, again, surface. You found you had some great surface results, and then you're trying to find you're trying to find the mother lode. Why is it so encouraging, and maybe encouraging, why is it so exciting when you get surface results like you do? And is that leading you to where the mother lode is? Or talk to me about that.
Absolutely. So it's pretty interesting, especially I think soils, a lot of people kind of go, oh, sort of voodoo. What is this? What does this mean? Who cares? Yeah, absolutely. And I've been accused of that myself. When we looked at the soil results we got, we did a property-wide program. You know, the Manitou Dinoric, the deformation zone we love here, it lit up well. There's lots of anomalies along that. Now, Hinman's a discovery on a different fault that we made in 2023. You know, I expected some anomalies there, especially where we'd had the good surface samples, but the whole property lights up like a Christmas tree. There are so many anomalies there that it's like unusually high amount of anomalies and high grade gold for soils. And the thing that's really unique here is usually when you're looking at the soil results, these surface samples, you can't compare the gold to the different elements like arsenic, and you look for pathfinder elements typically, but we actually can use gold as one of the things to vector towards where gold is. So it really shows that there's very interesting anomalies here and a unique situation where there's a lot of gold in the ground. So that's why we're so excited about that program. And then the surface samples we've collected from rock have all been favorable too, where we've hit 13 grams on surface, 34 grams on surface. And you don't usually stumble upon, you know, the gold sticking out of the ground. You usually have to do a little more digging than that. So it's very encouraging.
Well, I was actually going to ask about that. Could you mention some, you're actually finding nuggets, and that was at Gold Rock, correct? And my mind just literally went, you're finding nuggets. I need to drive up there and start turning over some rocks. You're finding actual nuggets. That sounds very important, because that's indicative of, it sounds like it's indicative of something really big that's underneath, and we just got to drill a little bit more, correct?
Yeah, these high-grade systems, the gold really pulls together, and you do get nuggets in these quartz veins or in the sheared rock, and it's just, I mean, that's what you get, the gold fever, essentially. I mean, the prospectors talk about it. I'm an explorer. So, you know, you get gold fever when you actually can see it. And these kind of rich systems, you actually know you're onto something right when you pull out the core, when you see these nuggets of gold. So, you know, with our result today on the Sparrow target, yeah, we saw the visible gold. We were pretty excited about the success on that one before we even got the assay results back.
That's music to my ears. Next thing is, how you mentioned this, but I want you to mention it again. How deep are you going? You're pretty shallow, right?
Oh yeah. Sorry. I didn't even speak much about that. So all of these results are really shallow. We are ranging between about 60 meters below surface for the results from today to less than 200. And most of our drilling has been shallow on the project. With the confidence we've built up on the orientation of these zones, we're starting to plan deeper holes, but the lovely part here is like all of this is, you know, close to surface. So that speaks to potential for open pit mining. We also aren't under lakes. We're working on a nice big peninsula at Gold Rock. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity for how this can be mined. We talk about a few of the structures today, but there are a lot of parallel stack structures. So that also indicates, you know, more potential potential zones in that same footprint and potential bulk mining. I mean, we're so early that we have no engineers on the team. So it's all geologists looking at how this could be done. But myself, our VP of X, we've worked at Active Mines. So we do understand that enough to help drive the drill bit.
Got it. Okay. And then last is, you mentioned this, but I'll just reiterate, infrastructure is already there. Correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not flying out to Alaska or Siberia or someplace.
No. So in Canada, we have one highway that goes across the country and it drives right through Dryden. So we're a pit stop for all of the everything that goes through the country. We have a rail line. We've got power, natural gas. So, I mean, everything is here. There's a workforce here that's, you know, used to mining. They either work in the Red Lake mine, which is to the north of us, or the Rainy River mine just south of us. So it's an area that understands mining, is pro mining. So it's a great place to be. And yeah, you can drive a Toyota Corolla over to Hinman. The roads are so good because we have a pulp mill in town. So they make toilet paper, paper towels, that sort of thing. And they're making roads for us all the time. So it makes our exploration very easy.
Got it. I'm going to tell all my viewers and listeners, and Maura's not expecting this, but I would say put Maura through the ringer when she was down in Atlanta. And I was very aggressive with my questioning and coming at her because I was very interested in the project. And I get that way. I'm much nicer on camera, but I get that way. I'm very interested. And Maura just hit it out of the park. So I was very impressed. And I should say, project and the rocks speak for themselves, but I was very impressed with you and how you handled me. So thank you for that. So
my pleasure. It's fun to get grilled on the project that you love because you know, there's so much to tell. So it's great.
Yeah. So Maura, you're going to be here in Atlanta for our conference May 1st and 2nd. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you, and the investors here in Atlanta are looking forward to seeing you. But if people want to start doing due diligence that aren't coming, that won't be here, and also do due diligence that are coming, how do they do that? And what are your ticker symbols? And also you just had a 3D come out, correct?
Yeah. I was going to say, so we are all over social media. So you can find us on every platform. Our website, drydengold.com, great place to get the information. I post videos explaining what the results mean, talking through geology, all that fun stuff. But the thing we just launched is on Mining Hub. So it's a 3D platform. You can actually zoom in and have a good look at all of our data. I have completed contoured long sections, which basically are interpretations of the grade times the width of the intercepts. So you can really see where the hot spots are, so to speak, where the high grade zones are, and have a good look for yourself. You can really interrogate the data and you know, come up with hard questions for me when I meet you in May.
Yeah, and she'll head out of the park. Maura, if you could send me that link, I'll put it in the show notes as well as your website. And let me, what's your ticker symbols what exchanges? That's okay.
So we're on TSXV, DRY, nice and simple to remember. We're on OTCQX now. We got uplifted early this year. So that's DRYGF. And then we're on the Frankfurt Exchange at X7W, which I have a hard time saying.
No problem. I'll put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify. Maura, it's always a pleasure to have you. Please, please let me know when the results from Hinman are coming out. Would love to get you on. We'll talk about that. And I will see you in Atlanta.
Awesome. See you soon.
All right. Take care.